Welcome to Gay Geek Bazaar. Woohoo! Yes, it's episode 5, and it's our 5th.
Those numbers just keep piling up.
I know, right? Yeah, it's a Wednesday, June 1st. Yeah, we kind of delayed a little since we don't really have
Memorial
a strict
Day.
Schedule. It's Memorial Day last weekend, Monday.
Thank you for all the people that served our country.
That's right. Yes, and all the veterans, all the people who sacrificed their lives to have our freedom so we can do this podcast, right?
Yep. And I'm my uncle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My brother. Congratulations to my brother. He had his first baby. Baby boy. Beautiful. Aww. Baby boy. So
I now
have
pics.
Two nieces.
Very cute.
And a nephew.
Beautiful kid.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember last week I kind of screwed up that I thought it was Pride Month. The next month is Pride Month. Now it really
now
is,
it is
Pride Month. Okay, June 1st. So.
If you celebrate Pride.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to do any Pride celebration? You're going to go this time, you're going to watch it on TV or just read about it on the news?
Yeah, I'll just hear everybody bitch about how hot it was, how packed the bars were, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
how commercialists become.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's true. That's what we were talking about.
How much it costs to build a float and put a float in the parade.
Remember, we were talking about that in one of the episodes a while ago, that it's becoming commercialized in LA and people are boycotting it. But anyway, so hopefully, at some point. We did watch last year, and maybe we'll watch this year. I don't know. I'll see what I can do. I might be in California, so we'll see.
You might be.
So before we move on.
I might be at home in the AC.
Oh, my AC. So, what do you guys think of the audio quality this time? Because we're now putting up our studio now, just to check it out. What do you guys think of the audio? So, let us know. show@gaygeekbizarre.com. Okay, let's go to the stories right now. Let's go to Gay. Okay, so this Gay is
this Gay.
This still
girl.
Happens. Okay, so American men are still being arrested for sodomy. Okay, so imagine you are a young man alone in a park. Another man approaches you. He flirts with you. You flirt back. Flattered that the handsome stranger likes you, he asks you to come back to his place. When you accept the invitation, he slaps handcuffs on your wrist and says, "You are under arrest." Yes, it's unlawful for police to arrest someone for being gay, but it still happens. So we may believe anti-sodomy laws are not harmful because they can't be enforced. It can't be because privacy comes in right before... but they are an important symbol of homophobia for those who oppose LGBT rights. What's more, the laws create ambiguity for police officers who may not be aware that they are unconstitutional. So do you think, Ray, that at this point, day and age, and all the LGBT stuff, the stories, and gay marriage being now legal throughout the land, the police, the law enforcement still do not know that?
Oh, they know. They just use it to harass people, I think.
Oh, really?
So I think there are those people that are still prejudiced, or they're out to either do something just to piss somebody off, and they still use the laws that are on the books to enforce stuff. So
yeah, so that's really sad. Okay, one story here is important because I go to Louisiana once in a while. So one example includes a string of about a dozen undercover arrests by East Baton Rouge Parish Police targeting gay men in a park. So the arrests, which stretched over a 10-year period until 2013, demonstrate how problematic state laws can be when they contradict court rulings. So yeah, I guess it still happens.
Well, yeah, I think they still arrest people in Memorial Park for hooking up.
It's weird though. There's people are being arrested for agreeing to have sex in private at a future time. You just said, "Oh yeah, sure, let's have sex next time or maybe tomorrow." You could just be playing around. I don't know. This is weird.
You're just trying to be nice. But yeah, it is weird. And I think that some places still try to enforce that and stuff. And, and trying to have sex. Well, if they're going saying, "Hey, you want to come back to my place?" That's one thing. But if you're trying to offer somebody sex and do it in the park, that's another thing.
So yeah. Yeah. That's
indecent.
I mean,
that becomes indecent exposure.
That's right.
That's how the people bust people in bathrooms.
But then if you hook. Yeah, that's
George
true. That's
Michael.
Right. Just George Michael. But if you do it in the privacy of your home, and you agreed as two adults, Why do you arrest him?
But here's the whole deal. You still get the embarrassment of it. Your information gets put out there in the newspaper because it's public knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And even if nothing happens with it and it gets dismissed, all that's happened at this point. So unless you actually sue the police department to try to get some recompense for it, then...
I don't even know what kind of recompense can you get.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. It can be emotional hurt, you know, defamation, stuff like that. But it all depends on what you can do and getting a judge to hear it and getting it through the court system.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. All right. I want to take the next gay one.
Oh, you want me to take it?
I can take it.
I bet you can.
I want to take it. Yes. Okay. So this is who among you guys watch porn? Okay. So this is kind of weird. Well, not really weird, but it's becoming normal, I guess. So women are really into gay adult vids.
Like you didn't have to go to a gay bar and not realize this when the drunk white girl screaming at, oh, I want to see you make out. You too make out.
Have you ever seen girls like, straight girls do that? In
gay bars? Have you not been to South Beach or JR's or?
Wait. I've been to F Bar. What was it? I forgot the bar, but it's on Fairview. But it's one of the bars that there's a shower scene and then.
Oh, Meteor?
Meteor, that's it.
They do that all the time.
Meteor. And then the bachelorettes would come over and really just, you know. But anyway, this is about porn. Okay, so this is by Edge Media Network. Officials from Pornhub, one of the most viewed porn streaming sites in the world. I use it once in a while. Excuse me. Have been investigating into what makes their women users tick. According
you
to
get us Pornhub for research, right?
Yes, I do. I do research every night. With a towel.
Okay.
According to their reports, women are really into gay porn, which goes back to straight people liking lesbian sex.
Well, straight guys like lesbian sex. Lesbians don't like watching lesbian porn. There's not a big enough market for it.
Yeah, I guess not. But
when they did just straight lesbian porn, they could never get it off the ground. There was no market for it. But now woman-on-woman action in straight porn, straight guys are into it.
Yeah.
And I think it's same for
and this
straight
time,
women.
For straight women watching.
They like two guys.
Two guys.
Going at it. So, okay, as long as it's not their boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, there might be a couple that might actually enjoy
watching
it.
Yeah, they might like it. Ooh, it's a fantasy. So the website notes its females base grew in 2015 to 24% worldwide. The gender split viewing gay male porn is actually much higher at 37% female. Ooh. Proportionately, that means women are 69% more likely to be viewing gay porn than their male counterparts. In the report,
is this people, men registering as women on gay porn?
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know what
so
the bathroom
so it's kind of hard to get caught.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What is the advantage of that? Then you'll be. What is the advantage of signing up as a woman?
Well, if you ever get busted by your wife looking at gay porn, you can say, it's not me. Look, somebody else was logging into the computer. That's not
in
me.
Your own computer in the bedroom. So in the
some people ain't that bright.
Okay. So in the report, the site notes gay male porn is still the second most popular category among women. But for those over the age of 45, okay, listen up, right? You know, it surpasses lesbian to become the number one most viewed category.
Well, you got all them MILFs out there that want some nice, hot, muscular man.
Mm-hmm.
D. Big and they D. get to see it.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. So the company that then breaks down the types of the most popular gay porn viewed on the site, coming in first is gay black porn, followed by gay porn involving straight men. Mm. And what else? Taking third place is gay daddy porn, then gay bareback porn, and then gay big dick porn. Follow in fourth and fifth place, respectively. Ray, what are your search terms when you use these kind of sites?
Tight young Asian bottom boy.
Is that what you put? Okay.
Pretty much.
I put, I don't know if I talked about it in the show before, but I put fat guy or fat man.
Cock.
No, not cock. Fat man, fat guy, And I discovered one, BHM, short for Big Hairy Men. And they put it, it's a search term, BHM. So you get different
like BBW?
Kinds. Yeah, like BBW does BHM. They do that. If you have a BBW, there's a BHM counterpart. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. That's for the gay. Let's go on to the geek ring.
On to the geek. Well, it's about time. The U.S. nuclear force will phase out floppy disks next year. Do they still make computers with floppy disks?
I think there are no more floppy disks. They're probably just reusing them because these floppy disks may be old, but they're very durable because they're big. They're 8 inches. So, ooh, durable
saw,
8 inches.
You saw us, queen. Is it really that floppy inches. If it's 8 inches?
Is it really floppy? That floppy disk, 8 inches?
But most computers aren't sold with floppy disk in them anymore.
Not anymore. But this is not about home computers and everything. But this is the Pentagon. This is about their old mainframe computers or their computers. Okay.
The Pentagon and other U.S. agencies still rely on outdated technology to carry out important functions, like shooting off nuclear missiles, including some nuclear operations, according to a new government report. The report published by the Government Accountability Office shows that a command and control unit tasked with coordinating the operational functions of the nation's nuclear forces still uses 8-inch floppy disk and runs an IBM. That's the problem right there, computer. Mm-hmm. A model that was first produced in 1976. So we got all these nuclear warheads sitting out there on a 1976 IBM computer, and somebody says launch, and we're waiting for them to boot up, and they have to load the floppy disk.
That's right. But you know, how big is the – so how much data? I'm just guessing. I think it's 640K. How many megabytes –
because I remember when I was in college, the Philip Morris donated all their old computers. And to get them started up, you had to put in 2 8-inch floppy disks. They had double floppy disk things. You put them in there, and then you hit start, and it booted everything up, and then you had basically a word processor.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. 1971, the 8-inch, 79.75 kilobytes. And then 8-inch in 1976, they said 1976, right? It's 500 kilobytes. That's one picture right now. What Wayne pulled his files.
But this does explain a lot. It also goes on to say other agencies, including the Department of Treasury and Department of Veteran Affairs, use important IT systems that are at least 50 years old. So that's why they can't get those tax refunds done faster.
Mm-hmm. Because they're still in floppy disks. Floppy
disk. They're still doing floppy disks.
A Word document or a PowerPoint file is sometimes larger than a 500 kilobytes.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, 500 kilobytes. Anyway, Ray, okay, so what do you guys think? Do you guys, if you're listening to this, what's the oldest technology drive that you ever used?
How many of you guys out there still have all your porn pictures on zip disk?
Oh, I used to have a zip disk.
I know, I did too.
I even have a spark drive. I think I threw it away.
I think I threw all mine away too because I was just like, I think I broke them in half so nobody could get in there and sell it because it's just porn pictures. I mean, because back then you couldn't actually get videos. You just had to get pictures and look at
porn pictures of yourself?
No.
Porn pictures.
Oh, they still float around on Tumblr, I'm told.
Oh, you're in Tumblr. Oh, Ray, guys, Ray's in Tumblr.
But not on my page. Stuff that other people have shared.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is why you learn quickly, don't send your porn pics.
Yeah. Or you do it headless.
Mm-hmm. And I think I saw an article today that the Brazilian football players, there's a bunch of them in trouble because of the dick pics that have surfaced in the last week or two of them.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that's why you're not supposed to release that stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Or send them dickless, headless.
Headless, yeah.
Okay, you want to do the Star Wars one?
Okay, Lucas and Disney are now selling their own flawless Star Wars props, so they're going to be expensive. Yep, when spending $1,250 on a prop lightsaber, you want to be absolutely sure you're buying as accurate a replica as possible. So instead of licensing designs and schematics to third-party companies, Disney and Lucasfilm have launched its own line. Prop replicas that promise to be the most accurate ever created. The Star Wars Collectibles Ultimate Studio Edition props will be manufactured by the prop shop at Pinewood Studios in the UK, where all the props used for the Star Wars The Force Awakens were created. Using high-res 3D digital scans, access to the original designs, and advanced 3D printing technologies, these props will be unprecedented in their accuracy and will come in a price tag to match. Initially available exclusively to the in the United States, the first series of props will be based on those appearing in The Force Awakens, and some will only be available in limited numbers to ensure collectibles maintain their rarity and value. So, Tony, these will be very expensive for you to purchase. You can safely assume that props from the other six Star Wars films won't be far behind, but there's no word on what the release schedule will be like. But hopefully there will be time for your bank account to recover from between each one. So, I can see, yes, this being very expensive, but with 3D printing technologies, you could get Luke Skywalker's lightsaber with his hand still attached.
That's cool. A real live hand.
Actually, it could just be the hand holding the lightsaber on a stand.
Yes. Kind of rotten too, or something like that. Yeah, why not in The Force Awakens? They didn't have that. A skeleton his hand.
Well, they didn't have his hand, but they had the lightsaber that was Darth Vader's and then his.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's what's Rey's. His name? Rey's. Oh, we should talk about your costume, but we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so next story.
The bazaar.
The bazaar here. Last week it was pretty big. Well. Yes, it's pretty big. So a 10-foot python bites man's penis during toilet visit. So it was last week's feature, and we just wanted to talk about it now. Ataporn Boonmakchuay, 38, from near Bangkok, Thailand, called on the help of his wife and neighbor as he wrestled a python that had sunk its fangs into his manhood. You call it manhood, it's really his dick. So, yeah, it's really bizarre because the video, they're showing how the python came out of the toilet.
Yes, it had actually come up from the bottom of the toilet through the sewage drain. And apparently he sat down and his dangling bits enticed the snake. He must have thought it was another snake or a rat, and it bit him.
Yeah, through his dick. And he had to
choke the big python.
Yeah.
To get it to release his penis.
Yeah, so he...
And they literally had to take the commode apart.
Yeah. Actually, he was squatting. He was squatting on it. And then they took it apart. Yeah, they took... After that
Yeah, incident, he was sitting on the toilet.
He was not sitting. He was squatting. This is Thailand. You know, like this.
Why would you be... But it's a regular toilet. Why would you be squatting?
No, it's not a regular... I don't think it is. If it was...
If you look at it, it's a regular toilet. So
it may be a regular toilet, but... Brandon thinks... Oops, sorry.
I don't know.
But anyway, was squatting.
Anyway, he was taking a dump, and the python got him.
Yeah. And then it's still alive, and they released it
It back.
Yeah.
So it only goes to show even a big 10-foot python likes the D. It must have had yellow fever that day.
That's right. Ray, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found... That's probably you screamed out, you know.
I know spiders.
Cockroaches?
Spiders? We had a rat come up through the sewage line one time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It was trying to go up
the
water?
Well, the lid was down, and we heard something splashing in the toilet. My mom was like, what is that? And she went there, and she lifted the lid, and there was a rat, and she started screaming.
Oh, my God. Did she kill the rat?
I think she
flushed again.
I think she put a bunch of books or something on it to keep the lid down, and then until my dad got home, and I think he got it out and killed it or did something to it. I don't
know. I didn't even know what to do with that rat.
I didn't think I was there. I just remember hearing about it, but because they get in your sewage lines and stuff, and then they'll crawl up through toilets and stuff like that, and there's always spiders and stuff. And I'm really wary of like going camping, going to the outhouses.
I always think
about spiders and stuff being in there.
So what do you do? If you're going to do that, you inspect it really well first before you...
Yes, flashlight and stuff. Maybe take a blowtorch and torch everything in there first. So.
Oh, that's dangerous. The methane coming out of that.
Well, the spider would be dead.
You'll be dead too. It's got methane. It could explode.
Spider's dead. All's good.
Just one. It's like killing a fly with a shotgun or something. Yep. Okay, so I guess that's the show, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you again to Cesar in Chicago for helping us with the articles. And you can email us, show@gaygeekbazaar.com, if you have comments.
Yep. And we also want to give a shout out to a longtime listener, Ian, who is relocating to Ohio.
Oh,
go Ian. Buckeyes!
Go Buckeyes.
So, Ian, good luck on your trip and keep listening.
Yeah, that's right. You probably... while you're there, you'll be updated with what we've been doing here in Houston.
Yeah.
So,
or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't updated Twitter stuff yet, but we always do. We have a Gay Geek at Gay Geek Bizarre, but haven't really done any tweeting. I should probably post a show there once in a while. And also, we're on SoundCloud and Google Play. Although I can't find it in Google Play for some reason. I know I submitted it. And we are now in iTunes.
Yay.
Yes, we're in iTunes now. And next work would be probably in Stitcher Radio. So it'll be there. And of course, like Ray said, it's going to be Facebook and Twitter. We'll be there. Go to facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. We post stories there. Thank you to Cesar. So he's the one who's been posting there. And Ray also is posting there. And that's where we get our stories. So if you have suggestions, you can email us, show@gaygeekbazaar.com. If you want to post something, yeah, let us know. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.
Testicles, testicles. The snake got my testicles.